Okay, are all the seats filled here this morning? One missing, looks like.
Rats are gone today.
Okay, and Mr. Scott, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, good morning.
Good morning there. Okay, let's just go ahead. I'll call the Wilmer Municipal Utilities Commission meeting to order on this Monday, October 9. It's now 11:45 a.m. and we will get started. And I'm going to do a little subset before we get to acknowledging the agenda and that type of thing. I want to make sure that it's a special time, and I want to say congratulations to our unsung hero from the commission, the staff here, management here at the utilities, and I believe from the community to represent them as well. Probably all of you saw that in the paper that he was received that from Virginia McKnight, being our unsung hero award. So congratulations again, Zach, Commissioner Babu.
Thank you.
Were you surprised?
I was surprised, yeah.
Good. That's always good. Again, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Now we will go ahead with the consent agenda, which consists of the agenda, the minutes from our September 25th meeting, and a review of our bills that need to be paid. I would look for a motion for the resolution to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a resolution to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay. The motion to approve the resolution for the consent agenda. Everybody's in favor, but before we go any further, is there discussion? The one thing on the agenda that I see, and I've been thinking about that for quite a while and have asked some questions, is the amount that we pay to David Church and Associates. It's, they have helped us in the past with some energy things. They were instrumental when we needed or got the money back for the, when we were looking at the corn cob project, that type of thing. They seem to have a way of sometimes looking to see with getting grants and that type of thing for us, but it just seems like we haven't been getting anything recently, not a lot going on. I guess maybe perhaps that you'd say that they could handle it for us. I know the city was in on this with the utilities, and then they, stopped being part of that joint working with David Church. And so it's just something I would like bring up for the commissioners to kind of think about, and if there's more questions that you could ask of John or myself to the value. They have come out and talked to us in the past. Of course, we also foot that bill as they do. But at this time, I'm not saying that we don't pay it, but at the beginning of the year when we were looking at all of our contracts and that type of thing with different consultants, maybe that's one that we would perhaps not renew. So that's just one thing on the bills list that I have. Are there any other questions? If not, maybe...
Madam Chair, I have a comment on one of the bills. But to expand on David Church and Associates, what you see listed there, that's a monthly payment that we send to David Church to oversee some of our lobbying down in D.C. So, as Madam Chair indicated, something that we can look at the end of the year. On page 5, HD Supply, they're not a new vendor for us, but I want to point out that we are purchasing load control modules. They used to be called load control receivers. In the past, we've talked about our load control program, and if we need to replace it as we go forward, And being that we have implemented our AMI program, we have an option of using the software that we have here. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mary a little bit to talk about our load control program and what we have available to us and where we're going with it. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, as John said, since we already have the census software, we're able to incorporate the census LCMs, which would be the replacement for the current LCRs, which are failing. We only probably have a remainder of about 35 to 40 LCRs left in stock, the old brand. We're not able to update the software. We're not able to get parts or get the current LCRs. They've been out of stock for quite a while. My understanding is that Dave Upsall, when he was here, acquired as many as he could, and now they're no longer making them. So we've moved forward with the incorporation of the census software to initiate overhauling the system with the new LCRs slowly. I believe we're budgeting $75,000 per year for about 5 years. And I also believe that we're probably going to come in under that budgeted amount due to the fact that we don't have to acquire additional software since we have census currently. So we purchased 160 initially. We have 6 that we're testing right now. We're having a few little bells and whistles type things to tweak on those, which Jaron's working on. And then we had planned to start earlier this fall on installing all our demand-side management accounts, which is about 160 residential accounts, with those new LCMs. But we're a little bit stalled right now due to just testing the waters with the initial 6 that we got. So as John said, that's where that $26,000 comes in.
Any other questions? I know we've handed those some of the stuff, information out at the appreciation, customer appreciation and that type of thing to keep people up to date. Okay. No questions here, Beth?
Yeah. Is this the module that attaches to the home air conditioner unit?
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm. You got to go to each resident and... Is that
eventually it will, yeah.
Does an electrician have to do that?
Or? Yeah, we'll have to have an electrician install those.
Okay. Okay. Hearing nothing else, we'll go ahead and thank you, Mary.
I will take off. Okay. Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
Holtz?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabu?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Next, we will go to the utility safety training update, and Janelle will let you take that.
All right. You have before you the June through September safety training update. I won't go into detail, but I do want to touch on the topics and answer any questions if you have any. And here are some of the highlights. In June, we completed the 2017 catastrophic tabletop exercise with the entire staff, as well as updated our emergency response plan. This exercise was based on a storm event and focused on critical thinking and planning on staff's part. It was another fun and successful training, and I think lots of things were learned out of that training by staff. Also in June, we had the all-employee lunch to recognize employees for the years of service at WMU, and at that time, we also recognized all staff for their safe work ethics and safety record. Staff's come a long way in the last couple years to embrace a safe work culture, and it shows. In July, we distributed the 16th edition of the APPA Safety Manual, and they were distributed to staff and trained. The last update was in 2012, and the new edition encompasses the changes and updates with the OSHA regulations. I'm waiting on new results for the silica testing over at the power plant. And after more internal management and housekeeping practices, we were able to, that were put into place, we're hoping they'll help mitigate the silica exposure. If these results do come back below the action level, which is designated by OSHA. We will then test again within 6 months, and if all results come in under the action level threshold, our requirements for compliance are greatly reduced. So we're hoping that these controls that we've put in place are going to help. In August, we conducted a mock OSHA inspections in the three buildings, Power Plant Service Center and the Administration Building. And staff is working on mitigating all infractions that were found. Most of it was related to housekeeping. Staff has been reminded that keeping their work areas neat and functional is part of their job duties, as it also mitigates risk. September, we had Candy Ojai Public Health was here and conducted their annual flu shot clinic. We had 25 employees taking advantage of this on-site service. And that the service itself is at no cost to us, and I believe it keeps employees in the workplace instead of 25 individual appointments going out and getting their flu shots. And it has been a very successful program. As of today, we're at 311 days with no lost time injuries. In the last few months, we've had one first report of injury, and that was slips, trips, and fall at the power plant in the yard, which is not uncommon. It is uneven work surfaces that they are working on. But we've also had no lost time injuries, so that's been great. The safety committee continues to be committed in keeping our program strong and employees safe. They are the voices and faces of a safe workplace. On October 13th, which will be this Friday, we'll be having our first session with safety training with Ridgewater College. We have transitioned from MMUA to Ridgewater. I'll be working with Larry Mixon and with the customized safety training, and I'm excited for this new challenge and transition this change is creating for our employees. Again, I want to thank the Commission and the General Manager, Heron, for the strong support in recognizing the importance of safety at WMU as we continue to stress the importance of safety and provide a strong, effective safety program. Staff shines with safe work ethics. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Madam President. Mary, thank you for your report. The first item, the tabletop exercise, is there any follow-up that takes place with that after the fact, or is that information gathered and compiled and used in the future?
What we have done was last year we had did the exercise, and then when we came back together the following month, we did a debriefing with all the staff. This year, that was the last time with MMUA with Robin Klug here, and so we did the debriefing immediately after. And so what we did was we all gathered in the room. Each group presents how they would have solved the different issues within the scenario, and then this year when we were done, then we discussed each one's scenario. And again, there's no right or wrong answers, but everybody is given different ideas on how to solve these scenarios. So yes. And now next year, Ridgewater College will be doing the catastrophic tabletop exercise. And so it'll be interesting to see their approach and how they handle everything coming together, because they will be bringing in the experts who normally go around and do that for fire departments, for different entities. So we will have, I believe, more detailed expertise in this next exercise.
Thank you.
Madam President, Janelle, regarding the mock OSHA building inspection.
Yes.
And I see there's a new regional coordinator that was assisting on that. Were there any specific timelines in order to make corrective action, or was it just purely informal?
On the report that she put together, there were several things that were immediate mitigation, and actually some of them were taken care of that day before she even left.
Okay.
And then what we have since done is I took photos, she did the report, we merged them together, and all supervisors have a copy of that report. And so staff has been working on correcting these issues. And some of them are just very minor. Some of them were done on the spot, you know, whether a lot of housekeeping issues, but they do create issues, hazards. And so what the process is now staff goes through these and they mark off on the pictures when they're completed. And then I'll be recording that in the final file. And that's how I have approached this for the last 2 years, and it has been successful. So now next year when we go through and do the building walkthroughs, I will pull up the prior year pictures and reports and do a comparison. And then I just remind staff, if one is a repeat, hey, we need to get this done.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And when you have a mock one and not the consultant come in, that tends to lend to itself. All things are taken care of, and hopefully you don't have just a drop in OSHA inspection for just because inspection happened.
Right, and our goal with these mock inspections, and especially having the regional coordinator, Janet Altman, that came out and did these, she used to do inspections for OSHA. And so it was very beneficial for us to have her expertise because she looked at things that we've never realized, you know, you see something every day, you don't really notice it. And so she was able to point out things to us. And the goal is to mitigate these issues. And she said if OSHA were to come in, or if we did have MnOSHA come in and do a mock inspection, she said you guys should pass. So that's our goal.
Good. Good. Any other questions? Hearing none, thank you very much, Janelle. It's one thing I always pay attention to that board. You know, I just think that's good. That's up there all the time for people to see. Okay, and then we'll talk about the open house. That was just lots of people came trooping in, starting at 3:35 when I walked over there, how many people were in the lobby over there already, so.
Have these pictures looping, so in case you want to, or it'll just keep looping through, so there's duplicates. We had approximately 1,250 customers who were served. However, we had enough food to accommodate about 1,500 people. After talking to the caterer, we only had about 10 pounds of turkey and about a pound and a half of roast beef left, so pretty tight. People ate lots, that was for sure. We were able to donate 2 boxes of canned goods collected for the food shelf and the Humane Society. We had about 28 employees who worked the event, and I'm thankful for those 28 employees and the 5 commissioners who volunteered their time. This year, we noticed we had a few Somali families that attended. I'm not sure if the promotion, which Zach helped us with and Stacy and I posted down in the business district helped, but we did see a few Somali families attend. So the caterer, Grant, made note. He said that he noticed a little bit of a demographic change for those that were attending. He said he noticed a much more 30 to 50 year olds attending versus the 60 and above. So that was positive that we're reaching out to some of those younger families in the community. We also saw a lot of family engagement, or at least I did. So that was encouraging. Numbers, I think, seem to be down a little bit this year, even though the way they came in those doors, I didn't think we were going to have enough food, period. But, you know, serving 1,250 people, I think we're down a little bit from previous years. Stacy, you would agree?
It's a little bit down.
Yeah.
It was a nice steady flow this year, which made it nice to call me in.
Joel and his department presented the little toilet display. If you didn't get a chance to see it, maybe he'll rerun it for you. But speaking with Joel this morning, he said that a lot of people were engaged with the fact or the concept of the water loss, not just in passing by and just saying hi, shake your hand, and a smile. He said he had most of the people were engaging, so that was positive. And there were a lot of compliments on the display that they did provide. We had the 8 energy credit winners, and I just sent letters out to them last week congratulating them and then putting the $50 towards their account. I also sent out an email following the event for suggestions. Janelle volunteered or gave me a couple suggestions, which we always note for next year to consider. So if there's any additional suggestions, just please forward them to me. So, and I think that's all I have.
I think it was, and people are always so appreciative of it, those that have been there in the past that were coming again this time and when they were leaving. So it's, mm-hmm. it's a good event for our community, I believe, in getting out that word out about public power. And I don't know about the rest of the commissioners that did the question and answer, but I had to make up questions from to get any questions. I think they were more interested in getting inside and not being stopped out there. A couple of them, I guess, on the way out ask a question more so than on the way in. So that was.
If
that
I
was
could that. Make a suggestion, maybe a commissioner dunking booth might.
That will come to vote, and I guarantee it's going to fail.
Yes.
I did go. I don't know if it's. with the toilet stool there, I thought maybe there would be a little blue bunny. I don't know if you've seen that advertisement on TV. I can't even remember what it is, where this little kid drops this little stuffed blue bunny in there and flushes it away. Thank you very much, Mary, and thank you to everyone for the work that they did. I don't know if you paid attention to what Mary, her pumpkins, I thought what a clever idea. She had the great big pumpkins for like a beanbag toss for the kids. Those are really cool, I think. Mm-hmm. It was all good, though. It was all good. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we'll let you take over, John.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. First item on the General Manager's Report is the Business in Focus magazine. I don't know if anybody has seen the article that the community has in. The magazine, EDC, put together. It's a six-page article on the community with different advertisers from the community in this as well. With that said, we have been, as a utility, invited to do a feature in the magazine, Business in Focus, for December, January. The question that I have before I commit to an article in the magazine is a listing of our local businesses and vendors that we use, as well as the letter. If you had a chance to look at your agenda, the second page of the letter talks about, or the attachment has a draft letter in it that they would like signed from myself or from the utility that they would send out to those businesses that we give them a listing of to solicit for advertising from. So I didn't feel it was appropriate to proceed forward until after I received input from the commission, if the commission as a whole would have reservations with sending a letter like that soliciting advertising for support in this magazine or not. So
I'll make the first comment on that, John. Yeah. And yes, I do see a little bit of an issue with that they're soliciting for us to supply names to get advertising. I mean, that's, yeah. I disagree with that a little bit, that they should do that. I think that if they're going to do marketing or put us in there, that should be their responsibility. So that's where I kind of stand on it.
Okay.
Anyone else? Yeah, it's good to have the article, but I just, like I say, struggle with us providing all that information, the names of our vendors and local providers and that type of thing.
Sure. Anyone else strong opinion one way or another?
I agree with President Lomer on that.
Okay. Is that the consensus?
Okay. I agree with that, yeah.
Okay. I will reach out back to them and let them know we're interested in doing the article. However, if the article is contingent upon us providing a vendor list for them to solicit, then we're not interested. Would that be a correct statement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We will proceed in that manner then. Thank you for the input. Then there's a number of dates. We have labor negotiations started. Union asked if we could start that process. So those dates are down, as well as a planning committee. We have a number of issues and items that need further discussion. So unless there's questions regarding any of the items listed, that would conclude my report.
Thank you, John. And I just want to say thank you to Dan for stepping up for the Labor Committee due to prior commitments on my part. Dan's going to work with the other folks on the Labor Committee this year, so thank you very much, Dan. And for the 23rd, Justin will be running the show that day, so I'm out of town on that date as well. October has just been a bad month, or a good month for me, I guess, depends upon which way you look at it. Anything else to come before the commission today?
If Justin runs the meeting, is he going to keep him as short as you do?
Yeah, he does a good job at it. Anything else to come before the commission today? Anything else to come before the commission? Meeting adjourned.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Nice afternoon.
That's what I'm doing.
Congratulations for this.